Good morning, beloveds. Arise and shine. Light for life is Psalm 74, and it's 75, sorry, verses 4 to 7.
I say to the boastful, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horn. Do not lift up your horn on high or speak with haughty neck. For not from the east or from the west, and not from the wilderness come lifting up, but it is God who executes judgment, putting down one and lifting up another.
Hallelujah. Such a beautiful scripture, just say, showing where true favor comes from, where true lifting up comes from. And he says that one gets lifted up and the other one is brought down. So this is from God's perspective. So we can glorify much in flesh, and how man can look. We think again of Psalm 73, where they can really look the part. But they can be far from God. They can be in slippery places. So it's so important, again, we remember to look to the Lord, take hold of him. You know, thinking about yesterday, we spoke about the promise. And the promise is so important, because once you've got the promise, you've got then all the other things that follow, the presence, the provision, the power, the protection, whatever follows the promise. But and the promise is through the great and precious promises we escape the corruption that is in the world. So there's wonderful promises in the Bible, speaking about that we are more than overcomers. Why? Because we are married to the Lord. But the main thing is the promise is Jesus. So having Jesus, and sure of having Jesus, you've called on him. You believe on him, you've received him, you've seen that the for to really have an intimate and the Lord's presence, a reality, you needed to receive the Holy Spirit. And then you saw baptism was played an important part, identification, knowing that your sin, when Jesus died, you died, and when he was raised, you've been raised. So it's a point of identity. It's believer's baptism. It's why it's identity, for your identity. And then being led by the Spirit, you know. I've always said three things, but it's that fourth one is so important, being led by the Spirit. And that then you are in the promises. The substance of Christ is faith. And then you are in the faith. And or let's put it this way, as you stay in tune with him, you know, remembering this is a relationship, this is a marriage covenant, this is a everlasting covenant, and so you partaking of all the goodness that is in Christ, amen. And then you know you are of those that God lifts up. He lifts you up in your understanding. He lifts you up in your thinking. He lifts you up in your speaking. And then he lifts you up in your walk, that you're too busy doing the good to do the bad. Amen. So be blessed as you arise and shine in the beautiful name of Jesus. Your provision, your promise, your provision, your protection, your everything. Amen.